News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Weddings are back to pre-pandemic numbers and beyond, but with costs rising and guests expecting ever more, can you cut the numbers attending without cutting yourself off socially? News Talk's Sarah Madden has been investigating.
It's the end of May, the sun is shining, and wedding season is in full swing.
We've 6 weddings this year. We actually can't go to one because we're on our honeymoon.
And though there's much love going around, there's a certain amount of drama involved too, not least of which, the guest list politics.
I had asked one or two people to mine and then they didn't ask me in return.
The thorny issue of plus ones.
It depends how long somebody's going out with somebody.
And who invites who.
If you're friendly with people in work, it's appropriate. But if you don't socialise with them outside work, then it's not appropriate. And that includes your boss.
So what is the modern wedding invitation etiquette?
Just said we're going to have 2 immediate families, keep it small, that's it, and then no one really gets upset.
What are the guest list do's and don'ts?
Couples will invite the eldest cousin from a particular family group, or maybe the person that they are closest to, or the person of their age group.
And is it ever okay to say no to a wedding?
Not to be flippant, but it's one less dinner to pay for, do you know what I mean?
Comedian Mary Claire Fitzpatrick is one of this season's brides-to-be.
My least favourite part was wedding dress shopping. Now, I will preface this with, I am nearly 6 foot tall. Right, I'm a long lady. Right, there's a lot of me. I honestly left some fittings thinking I looked like a giant girl making her first Holy Communion. It was daunting.
When it comes to the guest list, things for Mary Claire were thankfully more straightforward.
We just started making an Excel sheet. Sorry, let me rephrase that. Richard started making an Excel sheet and we just started putting down names. So I come from a very big family. I have 52 first cousins. So there's kind of a rule that you don't invite each other's weddings because it's kind of like once you start, it'll never stop. I think the oldest sibling probably gets a lot of the you have to invite this person because I knew them from this. I'm the youngest, so I'm skirting past with this. Like for us as well, we just decided we're going to give everyone a plus one because I think it's nice to do that. And I just felt I didn't want people feeling they were just popping in on their own, even though they may know other people. So we just straight away, everyone gets plus one. So we invited 170. We initially had planned 100. Now we're at 127.
Mary Claire's wedding numbers are within the current norm, according to wedding planner Tara Fay.
You know, there's always conflict when it comes to weddings. People make financial decisions based on emotion. You're thinking about all of the different people that are contributing to the wedding financially, so they all get potentially a little bit of a say in the number of guests they're allowed to invite. If you take sort of like college friends, school friends, work friends, everything like that, and there's not always a big crossover between groups of friends. So I think always that couples, before they even pick a venue, should have those conversations, should have a conversation about what number they're willing to spend in terms from a budget point of view, the number of guests that they'd be willing to have, what is the lower number, what's the upper number, and from there then work it out into buckets of friends, basically, or buckets of guests. So like, how many is in your family? Okay, how many can we afford to have from each particular area of our lives? And that is the only way really that it avoids these third world war conversations that go on. But I think also from a guest point of view, I think guests have to be mindful of as well of the couple, and they shouldn't make an assumption that they're going to be on a guest list. And as a guest, just reply on time.
But is it ever okay to RSVP no to weddings? Like, say, if they're ruining you financially?
Well, we know for sure that an awful lot of couples go into debt. Now, the evidence that guests also get into debt is anecdotal, but I'm absolutely positive that that is the case.
Sinead Ryan is consumer correspondent with the Irish Independent and presenter of The Home Show on News Talk.
I think more and more people are finding it now acceptable to say, look, I can't afford it. And especially, I think this is heightened if a bride and groom decide to opt for a foreign wedding, because we know it's not just a day out. And especially if you've also dragged them over to Barcelona for your hen party and now you're going to Portugal for your wedding, that's a massive expense on anybody. And I hope that many, many people feel it is acceptable to say, do you know what? I'll think of you on the day, I'll raise a glass to you and I'll bring you out for dinner when you get back. I won't be attending. I think it gets difficult in groups of friends where you've been to all their weddings and then you expect them to come to yours. But honestly, if you've opted to add extra expenses by including airfares and fancy hotels and all that in a week away, I think you can expect people not to go. In fact, if I was a bride and groom trying to plan a cheap wedding, I would have it abroad and fingers crossed that nobody would go.
Isn't that the way to do it, though, if you're going to do it? Just run, elope. I mean, there's a lot to be said for eloping back in the day. I mean, I'm in a beautiful period now where, you go through a phase where nobody's getting married because your own friends and peers group all have gotten married and the generation coming behind, are not getting married yet. Yeah. It's great, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. I think I've been to one wedding. Maybe two in the last 15
years. You weren't invited to any other weddings after the unpleasant.
I have to say, the wedding I did go to my niece's, oh, it was the best day. It really was.
Yeah.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.